You are now tuned into the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, only on the QC Amplified Network, the place where real people tell real stories through real conversation. Be sure to visit the website QCAmplified.com, where you can watch and listen to more from the network. But right now, let's get into it.
Oh. You can hear me.
Whoa,
yeah, I can. Wow. Crazy how that works, huh? All right, yeah. I'm CJ Williams. We at Entrepreneur Connect right here in Charlotte, networking event in the heart of Uptown Charlotte. I'm joined by Miss Sylvia.
Yes,
Sylvia, what are you doing?
Well, there's quite a bit of things I'm doing here. You mean doing here or doing?
What are you doing here? Why are you here today?
So I'm
talking
here
to me.
So I'm pretty much here to just connect with other like-minded individuals. I've been reading this book called How to Raise Your Own Salary, mm-hmm. and it's by Napoleon Hill. He's an amazing author. Some things are a little weird, but mostly he's great. And he talks about the mastermind principle, and that really stood out to me, like just getting in the room with like-minded individuals to really help you, mm-hmm. like, there's so many things that I learned, you know, in regards to putting yourself out there, how to help market yourself without being salesy and stuff. There are so many things that I learned, which I can now apply to my own business.
What is your business?
So I own a web design company focused with AI, and I also consult with different companies on how to get them into AI. So, and another thing too, I work with, what is it called? Another thing is I am a travel agent as well. So I've been doing flight attending, and I am a travel agent specifically focused in the travel concierge side. So I don't want, when you get off the airplane, you have to focus on anything. So I have the Desire Presence company, and mm-hmm. then I have two branches of that company. You have the web design with the software development, and then you also have the travel concierge side. So.
Which one makes the most money? Or the are they making money?
You know, the AI side is, you already know it's going to make the most money because of software. Right. Software is, it's unfair how much you can make.
Are we in a bubble with AI?
What do you mean by that?
Is there so much of it going on that it's just too much, and is this going to pop? Is this...
I think AI is here to stay. The main thing is how to make it personal to what your business is. So that's another thing too, on how I go into businesses. I look at, you may not need all the AI systems. And that's another thing too. Like, I don't want to push what you don't need. You may just need, hey, look, I just need some optimization in this area. That saves you money and that saves me time. You know, mm-hmm. I don't want to push any of those things on you. And the AI bubble in particular, you need to focus it on, of course, what you need. Like, for example, some people need maybe a AI assistant to handle their phone calls. Like, their phone just keeps blowing up, but they're not even getting the right people on the line. Like, can you vet? There are AI systems that literally help you to vet. Like, for example, life insurance agencies. They will pretty much go through step by step. Hey, are you a smoker? Instantly, if they say yes, they're already out of, hey, look, we're not.
I just filled out one of those forms the other day.
What did they say?
Well, I mean, they ready to give me a quote. I just ain't talked to the people. They got the quote ready for me, all that stuff. And I was amazed, like, it was how simple it was.
It's very streamlined, and it saves the company so much money, because imagine you'd be paying someone maybe $30,000 a year, $25,000 a year, while you can just be paying a software system $200 a month.
Yeah.
You know, so which one would you rather do? So, yeah.
Was there a particular industry that you work with? Like, when these businesses that come to you?
So, currently, right now, I'm working with a realtor firm, and then I'm also working with...
a local realtor firm?
Yes, a local realtor firm, and then I'm also working with a in life insurance agency as well.
What are you helping that realtor firm do?
So, I'm pretty much helping them... We're going to design their... They do everything manually, so I'm like, okay, we're going to have to... Hold on. We're going to work on this website, because I did their website redesign as well. So they did that service. And I'm like, okay, we're going to work on getting you automations, because they do everything. It's like a mom and pop. They do everything manually. And I'm like, you can't go on like this. Like, you are getting so successful, but it's like the success is like, you get to that point where if you don't have systems in place, it starts
it's gonna hold you back.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. You're missing out on opportunities.
Absolutely.
What, So give me an example of something that they, this firm, what are you helping them implement?
So I would first off implement the non-AI solutions, which means, you know, getting their simple Calendly, like getting their Google Calendar set up, getting all of those mundane tasks that you know you need on an everyday basis. I help them to get that set up, and then I move into the optimization. So I don't want to overwhelm the client.
Yeah.
They need to first get stuff started, right? Because I need to get your system set up for, okay, you can start using it now.
Mm-hmm.
But what I help you now do is optimize it for now and the future. So a lot of businesses, which is where I come in, they optimize for the now. That was another thing that they were doing. They were optimizing for the now. They wanted me to optimize for the now. Hey, I need this system now. I need this system now. I need this system now. Okay, that's great. What are your dreams? What is your aspirations? You know, you tell me that so that I can also build a system around that. So I know what to focus on immediately, and then I can also build out systems that you can use in the future.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many hours a week would you put into a project like that?
So there's a lot of development, and there's a lot of research that's going on for me, because there's just so many new AI tools that are coming out every day and systems that I'm also learning on how to build. So right now there's a lot, it's a lot more heavier on the hours than it would be once everything is all mastered and stuff, you know. So yeah.
So do you have a still work on 9 to 5?
I'm actually a flight attendant, so I'm going, so I love being a flight attendant. That's my passion, and you know, that travel side.
Yeah.
So that's what I do. And yeah, so I don't really work a 9 to 5. Flight attendant is not even close to being a 9 to 5, about 24 hours, 72 hours. So yeah.
Of course, y'all only get paid when they, when the door closed.
Now we get boarding pay. So I'm working mainline, which I don't want to, you know, display who,
yeah.
But working mainline, and that's pretty much means that we get boarding pay now. I'm pretty much going to say that, yeah.
So with your, how do people find you? How are people finding you?
So I have a website that people find me through, and I primarily work through referrals because I have a lot of connections in that area. But I'm building out my system because it's relatively new, but there's so much demand for it. So I'm like, okay, I have to now build a website, because every time I'm speaking to someone, they're like, oh, I actually need this. Can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? So it's primarily through referrals is how I'm getting myself out there. My sister has quite a bit of referrals. My mentor as well, getting people who are already in the industry. They're helping me with their connections as well. But LinkedIn is something that I really want to utilize. I have a LinkedIn, which I think I put it in there. But yeah.
Can you take on more clients right now?
I can take on about a few. But for my travel agency side, I can take on quite a bit more because it's a lot less of the overhead, because it's not that in detail,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Less intensive.
You're less intensive, yeah.
Okay. Well, how can people get in contact with you?
Okay, so you can find me on desirepresence.com, and you can have an inquiry. You can just click on book a inquiry, and then you can talk to me, get on my schedule, you know. But yeah.
Nice smile. Mm-hmm. No socials?
Right now, the Lord don't got me on socials, but I am on LinkedIn.
Oh, you ain't trying to make no money.
Wait. But I am on LinkedIn.
So what's it, Sylvia?
Yeah, so it's Sylvia. Let me pull it up because.
You don't know.
It's not that I don't know. My name is long, but then I also, so I tried to shorten it for LinkedIn purposes, because trying to say it, is like, okay, you done lost me at the first syllable. So it's like, you done lost me at the first syllable. But no,
it's okay, you know.
Yeah. But yeah, I think I already sent it over, but yeah. But my name is Chinetra Misichuku, and my company is desirepresence.com. I would love to get in contact with anyone who is interested seriously in optimizing their systems.
Yeah, seriously, don't waste her time.
Okay.
Don't call me, you ain't no money.
I'm quite busy, so.
Don't call me, you ain't got no money.
I'm quite busy.
You
but
can say that, say that.
Please, if you need some advice, I can help, but if it's when it comes to building systems, please reach out if you have some money.
Okay.
But yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Hey.
Yeah.
Great job.
Nice. Oh my goodness, my first podcast.